Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting activities in the office of the Prime Minister over the past week. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. Several heads of state and government and other high-level representatives from CARICOM participated in the Petro-Caribe 10th Anniversary Summit in Montego Bay on Saturday, September 5. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and President of Venezuela Nicolas Maduro co-chaired the meeting held at the Montego Bay Convention Center. The summit included a commemorative ceremony and plenary session examining activities and achievements of Petro-Caribe over the past decade, and saw leaders agreeing on decisions going forward. And Prime Minister Simpson Miller and President Maduro on Sunday, September 6, led a delegation of heads of government and other representatives to downtown Kingston for the official opening of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center. The center is a gift to the government and people of Jamaica by the government and people of Venezuela. September 6 marks the 200th anniversary of the Letter of Jamaica, written by South American liberator and Venezuelan revolutionary leader Simon Bolivar. 41 students attending 11 tertiary institutions across the island were last week presented with more than $5 million to assist with school expenses by the Portia Simpson Miller Foundation. The awardees hail from Hanover, Westmoreland, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Mary, Portland, and Kingston and St. Andrew. Speaking at the Scholarship Awards ceremony on Thursday, September 3, Mrs. Simpson Miller encouraged the students to use education as a vehicle to better themselves and their communities.
If we want to change Jamaica, we need to have a well-educated society. The future is yours. Embrace it with open hearts and educated minds so that you can become the leaders of tomorrow in all areas of national life and global activities.
The Portia Simpson Miller Foundation has been in operation for 6 years and has so far provided assistance to more than 550 persons.
I'm a big deal. I'm a friend, I'm a big deal.
From August 22 to 30, the entire world was dazzled by the glorious display of athletic brilliance, talent, and dominance of a team of amazing young men and women who represent the very best of brand Jamaica.
The Prime Minister has paid tribute to Jamaica's athletes for their stellar performance at the recently concluded IAAF World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China. Jamaica ended the championships in second place in the medal rankings with a total of 12 medals, 7 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze. In a statement to Parliament last week, Mrs. Simpson Miller congratulated the athletes for their overall performance and the international acclaim they reaped for the country.
The country's athletes across various sporting disciplines continue to give up their best. They embody the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of the nation and represent the very best of our culture and talents.
She also made special mention of gold medalists Usain Bolt, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Danielle Williams, the women's 4x400 meters relay team, and both the men's and women's 4x100 meter relay teams.
I'm also particularly proud of our dependable men 4x400 team, who gave their all, as once again, they did their national duty of representing Jamaica proudly and with total commitment. I commend all the athletes who worked so hard and made the finals of their events, and those who did not but represented their country with grace, dignity, and pride. I give God thanks that Jamaica continues to be blessed with the greatest athletics tradition in the world, supported by our supremely talented world-class athletes, great coaches, and other support staff, committed and competent sporting administrators, and a supportive public.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.